Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Finishing Touch by Donna P., Houston, Texas, USA. At 27 years old, I began getting angry. Then my anger turned into rage. Issues of my past had been dealt with, or so I thought. Yet maybe I was angry at my father because I perceived him as an angry person who verbally battered me. To discover the reason for the anger, therapy was necessary. In January 1994, my journey began. Some of my rage came from my perceptions of my father. The primary cause seemed to be residual feelings from childhood sexual abuse. One of the healing projects offered as therapy was to make a collage, something to expel the hurt, pain, and rage that I felt as a result of childhood sexual abuse by family members. I knew this project was for me, and I started saving magazines and newspapers. I bought special crayons, glue, and special tape. During months of preparation, I cut out pictures, letters, and words from newspapers. I tried to replicate every childhood drawing I'd done. Every part of my being went into this. My husband was so patient and accepting during this time, especially when it came to the day that I made my collage. I had to do this by myself, but I couldn't be alone. My husband sat quietly in the room with me while I cut, glued, colored, pasted, and cried. He sat so calmly and with such love. After hours of work, gallons of glue, and oceans of tears, I stood up, achy but proud and tall. I showed my husband what I'd done to share with him this healing that I had earned and deserved. He stared for what seemed an eternity. He asked if he could put something on it. I couldn't believe that he would be so intrusive to want to mess up my work. Then I stopped. He needs this too, I thought. He's listened to me, been here for me, and caught so many tears. I thought he'd draw a stick figure or write something funny, but what he did changed my life forever. He walked to the bathroom medicine cabinet and came back carrying something small. I asked what it was. He just said to wait. Taking my poster board to the table, he bent over for a minute and came back to me. I looked and stared in total disbelief. The profundity of what he'd done went immediately to my heart, and the healing tears flowed more than ever. I began another part of a wonderful journey in my life. What did he do? He took a small Band-Aid and placed it in a very small corner. With a red crayon, he wrote, "Love," the O being a heart. My life truly has forever changed in how I perceive myself and people, and what I believed people thought of me. One small Band-Aid, and I knew my past could never again prevent me from being loved.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.